Hi, and welcome to episode 67 of the Awesome Comics Podcast. It's the place where small press comics make one hell of a big noise. I'm Vince Hunt, creator of the Red Mouse from Mars and Stalkerville. And as always, I'm here with the creator of the webcomic Vanguard, Mr. Daniel Butcher.
Hello.
Scatman Butcher.
Scatman back in the house. Butcher.
That joke's gone for 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
Look, good jokes last the time. You know what I mean? And how do I describe you this week, Tony?
Oh, I don't know. Something nice, sexy. You said I had a nice voice last week.
Transatlantic Tony.
Yeah, it's me.
He's certainly trans. It's Tony Esmond.
I am actually in New York.
New York.
There you go.
Yeah.
What's it like in the hotel room?
Yeah, it's a bit hot and sweaty. Yeah. My lava lamp, my homemade lava lamp.
How do you home make a lava lamp? No, don't ask.
We've talked about this. I've told you how.
A jar of vinegar and 5 minutes in the bathroom.
Listen, if she spits. What?
What? Oh, God. Oh, folks. you join us this week.
We're a bit feisty.
We're a little bit feisty. You know, we've had a few Red Bulls. We're ready to go at it.
Do it.
It's been a long week. Sorry, folks. No, this isn't our regular scheduled sort of episode.
No.
This is more of a shorter,
Special
sharper.
Union.
Yeah, it's a State of the Union address kind of thing, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Mm. Which we haven't really planned, so God knows what could happen to this. No, basically, changes. We've been sort of mumbling recently that changes are afoot for the Awesome Comics Podcast. Now, over the past 65 episodes, I'm going to make it sounds really bad, like I'm about to say, we're not doing this anymore. Fear not, people. We're not going anywhere. Not yet.
We'll be back every week still.
Yeah. We're still going to be weekly. You know, that's why we put this episode out now, because we want you to hear us every week. You know, we're like that itch you just can't get rid of.
But you're too embarrassed to ask in the chemist.
Yeah. If only you'd see the doctor about it, then we'd go away. But you haven't, so we're still here. No, we're not going anywhere, and we're still going to give you the Awesome Comics Podcast weekly. But we're changing things up on it. After 65 episodes of the sort of format we had a bit of a think about how to do things recently, and for several different reasons, we're going to change the format, aren't we? We're not calling it a reboot. We're not calling it a relaunch. No. I'm not going to do any more artwork.
A soft reimagining.
A soft reimagining. That sounds filthy.
We're putting some Vaseline on the lens.
Oh,
you know.
To be fair, like two or three weeks ago, we hadn't really even considered or rethought what we were doing. We were just making the shows week after week, weren't we?
People know that we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, very little thought was going in. Essentially, we were doing the same format, and the show had evolved into something that we hadn't necessarily planned to go in that direction.
Yeah.
Does
that make sense?
Yes, the show, and it's certain about any sort of creative medium, it becomes its own creature. It becomes something of itself. So we had the basic structure sort of laid down, and we get the guests on, and we've talked about some fantastic books, and we've been privy to seeing some amazing stuff and met some wonderful people, and that's going to continue. We're still going to have the great guests come on to talk comics and talk about making comics, so don't worry, people.
Yeah,
but I think that's where we're going to push it, aren't we? Making comics and talking about comics.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, shall I bite the bullet here and say we were a bit worried that we were becoming a selling platform for people in their comics.
Yeah.
I think that's fair to say. In certain circumstances, not with everyone, just a couple of people, we just felt we were perhaps like it was going too far that way.
Yeah.
You know, initially, when Vince conceived this, I think I'm right in saying this, Vince, you wanted to just talk about making comics and talk about comics, and that was the plan.
Yeah. And hopefully get the word out about. I mean, when I thought about this show initially, it was about all those fantastic comics that I'd already read that no one knew about. You know, because it is about getting the word out about stuff. I certainly didn't think that the show was necessarily going to become a review show or become that kind of thing, because I'm not a reviewer, I'm not a journalist, I'm someone making comics who's trying to basically bleed everyone dry of all their information so I can make better comics myself.
Yeah.
Because you got the biggest review chops amongst us, haven't you, Tony?
All right, okay.
You do an absolutely fantastic job, and like your reviews are really insightful. And sometimes I feel like I'm kind of just blundering through.
Observations.
And stuff.
I think the thing is about reviews, if you've got something to say, and I think that the heart of a review should be how much you love a comic and your passion for it, which is what we want to do here. Do you know what I mean?
Pass
on a bit of that enthusiasm. For me, I think, to be fair, and I'll be completely honest about this, I think I was getting a bit tired of talking about Kickstarters every week.
Yeah, I mean, there was a certain stretch, definitely. I think we must have had about four or five on at least in a row. And not to say we won't have guests on who won't talk about their Kickstarters in future, but we don't want that to be front and centre.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You would have like a roundtable discussion on a subject or something, and then the element of the Kickstarter would be an afternote, not the main meal, as it were.
And don't get us wrong, some of my I've met some really good friends through this show, you know, as we all have, you know. I mean, too many to name, but I mean, Emily, for God's sake, she comes on the show and she just loves comics and talks about them.
Yeah.
Stuart was the same. You know, we've had absolutely brilliant guests. But we didn't want it to become tired. We didn't want people to think, that's the Awesome Comics Podcast. That's the show you go on just to sell your comic.
Yeah.
We want it to be more than that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all busy. We've all got our own jobs, and we're trying to like make comics and do our own.
Yeah.
You know, write about comics and stuff as well, and it's just finding time to do that as well. When you have to do that and then think about, you know, because there are times where I don't get a chance to read something in the week. It's just it just isn't physically, you know.
We don't get a chance to read something that's relevant to a review. I mean, I read a lot of mainstream comics as well. I mean, we tend to shy away from reviewing Marvel, DC, Valiant, Image, you know, if we can.
Yeah.
So it's finding that then there's not that many really good indie comics that you can keep going back to.
Yeah.
No.
You know?
I mean, I certainly like some of the recommendations that I've given out on this show have come directly from my bookshelf.
Yeah.
I'm still recommending them because I love them. Every book that I've talked about, I wouldn't talk about it if I didn't like it. Even if we've had constructive criticisms, we're all about the positivity here. And we do this because we love comics, but we're just changing it up. We're keeping it fresh. I sound so hipster. but we're going to have guests on. But what we're going to do every week from now on, we're going to have a certain topic of conversation. Imagine, if you will, it's like a roundtable discussion. It's like a conversation between people who love comics and just want to talk about making comics. So instead of this format where, you know, we'll have the book that everyone's read at the beginning, we're just going to get straight into it. We're going to start talking about comics, you know, and a guest will not necessarily be someone that we bring on from the green room and then come in afterwards. The guest is going to be with us from minute one, and they're going to be part of the gang, because it's a group of people that just want to talk about comics.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that. We are going to recommend stuff. That's going to come at the end. And you know, and we're going to give shout outs when we can to people. But it's just going to be a looser format, should we say?
I think you can get a lot more from creators when you hear them talking about the subject as opposed to them trying to sell their product, because writers and artists are generally not salesmen by nature. So ask them to do that. I think you get a much better read on someone when they're talking about comics and what they like reading and what they like making much more than you ever will when they start trying to sell their product, like their Kickstarter, for instance.
Yeah. And from a personal point of view, some of my favorite conversations have come out of creators talking about books they've liked.
You know,
I think when we had Chris Sides on and he was talking about some of the horror books he's liked, and it almost gives me more of an insight into what they're about, you know.
Exactly.
About it.
Yeah.
The Mighty Lambing came on and talked about all the stuff he loved. I know Marcus said to me, oh God, I find it so difficult. I'm bored of talking about my comic. Let's talk about brilliant comics, you know, and it's like that. And that's what we like the best, you know.
We want the show to be fluid, to become its own thing, you know. To let the conversation go into different directions. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, we spoke to Ryan K. Lindsay. And he was a guy that loved comics, and he took the conversation in lots of different directions. That we
and he was a great respect. Guest, wasn't he?
Yeah. So and we want that. We want, you know, because everyone's got their own different opinions and the things that they like. And I'm not going to lie to you, people. Some weeks I've come into this show, you won't be surprised to hear that I've got absolutely no notes. But because of the nature of the guests and the chats that we have, I never feel like I've got nothing to talk about.
No.
That's what I love about this medium.
And I love it when the guest surprises as well. I know when Stuart McCone came, he basically had a long list of comics he wanted to recommend to us.
Fantastic, yeah.
That was brilliant. We loved that, didn't we? And I've gone out and bought the ones he recommended.
I've got Bloodshot on my wish list now.
Yeah, and stuff like that. And when Pat came, we were only talking about it last week, Pat Mills came on and recommended a book on screenwriting and stuff. And we're like, oh, this is what we need. This is what we want to hear. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
That's what we want to do. We want to have a subject that we will probably let out before the show, so it'll give a chance for people to sort of chime in. Is that right, Vince? Is it? Or?
Yes. Yeah. We're going to announce probably we're going to have a list of subjects, and probably some of them will be quite prevalent at a time, because as we all know, this wonderful comics world that we live in, news isn't in short supply.
Yeah, I mean, so, reacting to kind of stuff that's popping up. Yeah, I know a lot of other comic shows do that, but
yeah, not to say we're a news show.
No.
Nah, we just want to talk about comics.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had people say, look, I love it when it's just like a pub chat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think that's right, isn't it? That's what it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a radio show would be,
and if that's easier for us, that's what we're gonna do.
Yeah. So I mean, even though it's gonna be a more casual sort of show, less structure in some kind of ways. Look, there's gonna be structure to it. You know, this isn't Fury Road. You know,
we're not really living in the world of structures, are we? Let's face it.
No.
As last week's episode shows.
Yeah. This is still going to be the same awesome comics sort of content. You're still going to get the stupid jokes. And you're still going to hopefully get a lot of information about making comics and find out about some new books and stuff that you should check out.
Yeah.
That's why we do this. So, and hopefully it's going to be a tighter show.
You told me you weren't going to say that.
I know.
I look forward to these 80s questions. I'm up for that.
Let's have 80s questions for movies for Dan and 90s comics questions as well, because I love a bit, and we love talking 90s comics, don't we?
Yeah.
I think we're going to have, it's all about audience participation. So stay tuned to the Twitter and the Facebook, because we're going to be asking your opinions on things.
Yeah.
We're going to set up, sometimes we may ask you, what do you want us to talk about this week? And then just do a poll and see, see what one wins out that week. We're going to get some
dancing.
Yeah. That different kind of poll, Tony. and we're going to get some great guests, some new guests back. We're going to get some returning guests. And you know what? There's just going to be weeks and weeks of great comics stuff to be had. So
we've had a lot of good response when people talk about their times at cons and how they found certain places and certain venues and what works and what doesn't. I've had people contact me and said they've not done a con, but when they've listened to the show, they felt more inspired to do one, and that they've got kind of a bit of, they're forearmed because they know kind of what to do, as opposed to just rolling up and being fucking lost.
Yeah. And that's what we want. Yeah. We want to help you guys out. We want to entertain those people who just listen to us just rip into each other each week. But also, if you're out there and you want to make comics, we want to try and help you out where we can. I mean, with what limited knowledge that I have. Mm. But that's why we get other guests on, because everyone's got a different experience and everyone can learn from each other.
And we've got plans to have like printers on and comic convention organisers, all different little realms of it. So definitely.
Yeah. So it's still going to be comics all the time, all comics all the time. Yeah. Still going to have the same logo because I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not doing
that.
I just can't fuck that. Yeah. And there's still going to be show links because I can't avoid that.
Yeah.
but hopefully, like, I don't know, Dan or Tony can make me a cup of tea this time instead of the other way around.
How would that work?
I'm the one who don't get cups of tea. it's almost a year old, that joke now, which is quite good, quite pleased
with that. It's because you're vegetarian.
Yeah, racist.
Yes, so look out for the Twitter, the hashtag. What should we call the hashtag, like the Dan 80s questions?
Action Dan.
Action Dan! Yes!
Yeah, that's a good one.
Hashtag Action Dan.
This is, I'm hoping the real ones I can't.
This is fucking fantastic. Right. basically, we Dan loves 80s action films.
Yeah.
They're his speciality. This is something that he's actually said. So,
if I would go up on Mastermind, that would be the specialist subject.
Oh, dear God. I think so. You know what they say about pride, my friend?
Yeah, I'll be falling big time.
We're going to...
I said, if there's a question that comes along we don't know between us, I'll be very surprised.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can we have a little section for each of us? Because I'd quite like to give relationship advice out.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I think so.
Oh,
yes, anyone's got any relationship time with, problems?
Things time like that. With Tony. Hashtag.
Yeah. Tony's Corner.
Oh, God.
Relationship Corner. I like that sort of thing. Yeah. And, you know, just come to... I know,
well, you will certainly put the agony into agony art, won't you?
It's always painful. Not the back of a VW Beetle. Look at that Chasing Amy joke. Thank you.
Nice. Bringing it back, Tracer.
Your mum's a tracer.
Did mum jokes ever go out of fashion?
Because I like think not.
All the time. No. We'll still do them.
Yeah, I think so.
So be prepared, anyone that comes on this show. Oh, dear.
Yeah, if anyone comes on the show, I will ask them about their personal life.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's fair enough.
That's all our guests completely scratched off the list, isn't it, really?
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Good.
So stay tuned. Be prepared for more. We hope you enjoyed last week's show, by the way.
Yeah.
And there's plenty
and
more.
Hopefully,
like
next week you'll have some New York interviews as well, which I'll be doing some little.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
2 minute interviews. Yeah, we like doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. We love getting all that audio and then having to edit it together in some sort of fashion.
I mean you. I like you. And then after that, it's the Mighty Nottingham. Well, we will be strutting it at Nottingham, won't we? You're not staying overnight now, are you?
No.
Top and tail with me if you want.
Oh, God. human millipede. Right, here we go.
So go and get your Nottingham Comic Con tickets because it's going to be a blast.
And pledge on that Kickstarter.
Yeah.
And go and pledge the Kickstarter, which is now finished.
And also, if you are at Nottingham Comic Con, we're doing a panel.
We are. We're not really sure what we're doing yet, are we?
Don't we'll say that.
Like fucking, that's not a clue. Not everyone don't know that already.
Yeah.
No clue.
Oh,
interesting.
Dear. Yeah. So stick with us, folks. You know, you've been sticking with us so far, and we do genuinely love you all.
No, we love the fact that people listen and respond, especially on a Monday when the show drops. We get some really great comments, don't we? So
yeah. So we're not going anywhere, no matter what cream or penicillin you get.
Yeah.
And another place we're not going anywhere is online. So where can people find us online?
I'm at EZOHYZ on Twitter or Down the Tube. So Mighty Down the Tubes, pop over. Now we've got Dan in the gang. All you need now is Vince. Come and find us there as well.
Nice. Dan, where can they find you?
Feels like I get a sense of deja vu with this one. It's Dan at Vanguard Comic. At Vanguard Comic on Twitter. And you can read Vanguard at VanguardComic.com.
Amazing.
There you go.
You can find
him. It's getting fast.
Don't tell people we recorded the last episode 5 minutes ago.
Oh, I don't know why. I just... the pretense of like this being...
I'm pretending to be in New York. I thought I carried that off quite well.
You did. We almost made it until the end. This wasn't even a long show, and you ruined it at the end. Yes, folks.
I've got to get around.
Yes, this episode's been in the pipeline for quite some time. So, you can thank Tony for being the bloke. You'd never be in the magic circle, would you?
I'd just ruin it for everyone. I like secrets and like telling them. It's like if you've got a personal problem, tell me. I tell everyone else. It's all out in the open. You probably feel better.
Yeah. You can email us, tony.awesomecomicspod@gmail.com.
Well done.
There you go. Hashtag action Dan. Ask us a question. Yeah, we didn't actually properly talk about that. I was totally thrown by the hashtag and I completely forgot what to ask people. Yes. Dan loves 80s action films, so ask us a question about any 80s action film and we'll pose it to Dan week. Yeah.
I presume I'm going to get an absolute killer question at the first one. I won't be able to fucking answer.
Of course you're going to.
You can always get, can't you?
You're going to get brutalised.
Just pause it and I'll Google it and then you cut it back
in. If it's Tony, totally. You can at least pretend, Dan.
Interesting you should say that. I'm a big fan of the oeuvre of Finn action movies. Yeah.
Thank you for listening, folks.
Yeah.
Thank you for bearing with me.
It'll be much longer next week, we promise.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
It's 67 weeks of this. Why have you stuck with us? Why? But, yeah, if you're still with us, we absolutely bloody love you.
Yeah. So, if you've ever become aroused during the show, please write in as well. I'd like to hear that too.
I can't email. Hang on. No.
Yeah. A weekly event.
Yeah, well, you know.
Can you say you've
got to say it, Butcher? Go on, say it to my face. Go on.
What's that? You said you were going to have sex with my face last week. say that isn't true. It's true. It is true.
Nottingham's just around a corner, so.
I did not have like sexual relations. I did not have sexual relations with Tony's face.
T-shirts.
Bloody hell! I've given up on life.
You've done really well. I think you've done
well. Yeah, we've done all right tonight, and you've done all right. I mean, the thing is, for us, this is the end of like a 3-hour stint. But for everyone listening, it's only been 20 minutes. Just three actual lunatics just talking bollocks.
Maybe we should just talk for 2 hours and then just record the last 15 minutes every week.
I think
the bit that makes me laugh the most.
Yeah, it is that, you know. Yeah. And because of this, folks, there probably will be there's still going to be outtakes every week.
Yeah, we did quite a lot at the start of the last one, didn't we? There's quite a lot. That was when you said you'd have sex to my face.
You know it. anyway, thank you for listening, folks.
Thank you.
And
cheers.
Yeah, but stay tuned for next week because who the hell knows what's going to happen?
I mean, at this point, we've literally no plans, so that should be interesting.
Oh. We've got a list of subjects, haven't we?
Yeah.
As a lie, we do have.
We got a structure.
I wrote boobs on a bit of paper and posted it to Vince. He didn't tell me he got it.
We got a structure. We got some stuff to talk about, and I've got to do some serious thinking before I talk to these two bastards again.
So, you love talking to us, you know you do.
That's true. That's why I've been here for 60 odd weeks. Every week.
Let's do a big one for the 100th, won't we? A big party one.
Look, let's just make it there, okay?
Let's do the nude one.
The nude one.
Yeah, we can.
We're like Demi Moore magazine cover.
Oh God.
Right, this has rambled enough. Thanks for listening, folks. Thanks for sticking with us. And see you next week for more awesome comics podcast. I'm going to have to figure out a new intro and stuff. I've got to commit to this. I need to commit.
Yeah, get in roll.
Get what?
Getting your acting role.
I'm not a method actor.
We are a bit.
A little bit. I have to be. Are we?
Right. Jazz hands.
Jazz hands.
What? Yeah.
That would be my Batman villain name. Oh God! No, that was a mistake. thank you for listening, folks. From Dan, Tony, and myself. Have an awesome week. And next week we're back. We're back to normal in a kind of way. In a new way.
Back even sexier.
Yeah, we're back. We're bad. No, I can't say that line. But that's an 80s action film. Anyway, see you, folks. Stay awesome.
See you later. Take care.
Welcome to episode 67 of the Awesome Comics Podcast.
You sounded a bit sad.
Yeah.
I know.